The team's going to be kind of unpacking different ones every week. And today, I want to start out by kind of grounding this series in the verse that we have for the entire series. And then that's kind of connected. The portion of Scripture, it comes out of Philippians chapter 4. And so I'm going to be doing a sermon kind of on anxious thoughts today after I kind of ground it. And so if we can open up your Bibles, you're going to open up to Philippians chapter 4. And as you do that, I'm just going to pray one more time in to service today. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you so much for your word. And God, I take a second to pause and to think about how many people took the time to write and edit and copy and deliver and keep safe and all the things that went into getting the Bible where we have it today and accessible in a language we can read and understand. But even more than that, God, I thank you that this word of God is alive and that your spirit breathes into it. And so I pray, God, that as we engage in the word today, as we as a community gather around the word, would that word be alive in our hearts? Would it speak to us where we are right now? And God, would you count me as your servant, and may I handle your word correctly to teach and to instruct and to encourage your body with the words that you have for them today. All this we pray in your son's name. Amen. Amen. All right, so the main verse for this entire thought series is going to be Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And if you guys are there with me, let's read it. So it says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things." And I'm going to get into this a little bit in the sermon here in just a few minutes, but to kind of ground this isn't just a passing thought type of think. This isn't like, I think I might go to the grocery store today. What Paul's saying is consider, meditate on these things. And it'll make more sense as I unpack this morning's message, but as we get into the rest of these thought series, these thought sermons throughout the next couple of weeks, this is going to be the core, that each one of them, whether we're talking about fear or anxiety or whatever it is that the waged war that we have going on in our mind, that the call that Paul wants to leave with this community in Philippi is to think about these things, to consider them and to meditate on them.